West is starting at the Park City Institute on May 5th in the newly created job of managing director. The Institute's overall director, Terry Orr, said it's the start of establishing a succession plan for the organization she founded.
She's not replacing anyone on staff, and I'm not leaving anytime soon. But as a founder of an organization, I have watched other nonprofits struggle when the founder left, either voluntarily or not, and those organizations didn't have a succession plan and didn't have someone in place who could step in and keep the organization going in the way it had been. This is an effort to start that plan.
None of your other staff was kind of interested in taking that on?
They pretty much said very clearly they were not remotely interested in working that hard. They all work really hard right now within their own silos of what they do.
Orr said the current staff could certainly use the additional help.
We'll all be doing everything we've been doing, only hopefully a little bit better and with some great help. It's pretty rare in the arts world when someone comes in with an MBA. It's kind of almost an oxymoron to think that someone who had a business background would also be in the arts. So we're looking forward to having Sarah on board to lend some structure to our kind of ragtag group of people who've made it work well enough.
West has her roots in nonprofits around the Park City area, starting with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association.
Tricia Worthington hired me right out of college. So it's been wonderful to spend my nonprofit career here in Park City primarily. And when Terry and I started having a few coffee chats a few months ago, just learning more about the organization, I've always admired it from afar, but to really understand where they've been and where they're going, I just thought this could be a real perfect match for me and where I want to take my career.
Orr said that West also understands the economic difficulties that can strike nonprofits.
Sarah also comes from, you know, I think it's important to mention, being a board member of Ballet West. So she's watched how organizations really in the trenches in the arts have struggled through the recession and how they have found ways to survive and the cost and the creativity that it takes to continually produce new shows and try and find new audiences.
Mm-hmm. Orr said she will hand over more of the day-to-day operations of the Institute.
I think I'm pretty good at big picture stuff and at booking people and at donor relations. The day-to-dayness, I'm looking forward to having someone have a much better handle on all that.
You would say that's probably one of your strengths then, kind of just the managing.
Absolutely. You know, particularly with the Sundance Institute for the past 7 years, I have been leading the community team with all of our community operations, you know, year-round and also at the festival. So I'll bring that to the table as well as some great relationships. So I think it's going to be a great complement to each other's talents, and I'm excited to work with Terry.
Sarah West, new managing director of the Park City Institute, and Institute Director Terry Orr. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.